Well, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, y'all. I'm Brad of the Bone. You're listening to Brad's Vinyl. Brad's Vinyl, my eclectic collection of vinyl LPs from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, featuring a wide variety of classic and acid rock, hard rock, progressive, new wave, new age, classical, but something completely different today. Yep, we're going to go with something completely different. How about some little swing music out of the 40s? That's right. The big band's Harry James. I'm going to be featuring some Harry James today. Harry James, native of Texas, actually growing up in Beaumont, Texas. And leading a big band from 1939 to 1946. We've got some tracks from that. Swing music, that's right, and very technically proficient on his trumpet playing, and born actually in Albany, Georgia, living in Beaumont, Texas, most of the time, very active between 1933, I guess, about 1983, clear up to 1983, I think, when he died in Las Vegas at a young age of 67. Yeah, and believe it or not, he was the son of a band leader in a traveling circus, the Mighty Hag Cirrus Circus. I hate to butcher that name, but and an acrobat and horseback rider, Myrtle Mabel. She was the mom. So yeah, came right out of a traveling circus. How about that? Would you ever guess that? And, oh, what else? Oh, gosh, Harry James's band was one of the first high-profile orchestras to feature the vocalist Frank Sinatra. How about that? Who signed, oh, what was it, a $75 a week contract back in 1939. Frankie, yeah. So, got some radio play. And, oh, gosh, what else? Let's, I don't know, let's just head on into some Harry James. Big band music right here on Brad's Vinyl.
A break never happened. How long? and a gal go on dreaming. If there's a chance that you care, then please say do, baby, say it and make my craziest dream come true. Thank you. from an old familiar score. I know it well, that melody. It's funny how a theme recalls a favorite dream, a dream that brought you so close to me. I know each word because I've heard that song before. The lyrics said forevermore, forevermore, the memory.
my heart in beside them and send them to the one I love. She'll be glad to receive them, and I know she'll believe them. That's something we've been talking of. There may be orange blossoms later, kind of think that there will. 'Cause she's done something to me, and my heart won't keep still. Give me one dozen roses, put my heart in beside them, and send them to the one I love.
Crazy Dream there, first track there. I'm Brad of the Bone, and you are listening to Brad's Vinyl, my eclectic collection of vinyl LPs. And I have no idea how this got into my collection. Out of the 1940s, Kings of Swing. I've got a number of them here, the Four Kings of Swing. Today we've got Harry James going on from the big bands era, and he was actually married to Betty Grable for a while there, yeah. That was after Louise Tobin and before Joan Boyd. Three wives, I think. Harry James. And, of course, you might have recognized Frank Sinatra there singing on some of those tracks. The first track we started out was I Had the Craziest Dream, and followed up by Sleepy Lagoon out of 1942. And, it made the best... best singles chart somewhere around 1942. And a little trivia, the Sleepy Lagoon was actually a name given to a reservoir near Los Angeles. It was named the Sleepy Lagoon after this song, that's right, by some of the locals. And that name, the Sleepy Lagoon, actually became permanent for that reservoir after some media extensively reported in a 1942 Sleepy Lagoon murder using the name Sleepy Lagoon over and over again. So, yeah, the power of the media. Sleepy Lagoon. I've heard that song before. That was the third track on that, featuring Helen Forrest on vocals. Then I'll Get By As Long As I Have You, 1928. Yeah, 1928, Harry James recording that in 1940, though, re-recording it. That's when it got its popularity, I think, and it made Variety's best sellers on coin machines. Those of you who recall jukeboxes and coin machines, you know, you'd go into the cafe or the bar and you'd throw a dime or a nickel into that jukebox and select some music. So this was one of the big selections back then. During the week of June 21st, 1944, right. And finishing up with One Dozen Roses, track number 5. I think that was Frankie singing on that, Frank Sinatra. It sounded like him. I don't know exactly. I know so little about this stuff. Because, heck, it was out before I was even born. I think I got this stuff from my dad or something. Anyways, but yeah, big bands forever. Long live the Kings of Swing. Harry James. Brad to the Bone here. Let's head into the B-side now. Right here on Brad's Vinyl. ¶¶
me once again. It's been a long, long time. Haven't felt like this, my dear, since can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I dream about you, or just how empty they all seem without you. So kiss me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time.
nothing at all. Half a love never appealed to me. If your heart never could yield to me, then I'd rather have nothing at all. All or nothing at all. If it's love, there is no in between. Why begin and cry for something that might have been? No, I'd rather have nothing at all. Oh, please don't bring your lips so close to my cheek. Don't smile or I'll be lost beyond recall. The kiss in your eyes and the touch of your hand makes me weep, and my heart may grow dizzy and fall. And if I fell under the spell of your call, I would be caught in the undertow. And so you see, I've got to say no, no, all or nothing at all.
Thank you.
Well, I'm Brad of the Bone, finishing up the B-side of one of the Kings of Swing, Harry James. Yeah, with an all-instrumental there. Fully instrumental. That was the B-side. We started out with It's Been a Long, Long Time. And I actually know that song, believe it or not. I recall my mother used to hum that song or sing that song when I was a little kid. Yeah, popular too. It made number one board Hot 100 back in November of 1945. And it was originally written actually by James Terlingo back in 1932. Yeah, Harry James re-recording it later, and Kitty Kalin on vocals. Yep. Oh, what else? Oh, gosh, that song actually it was featured on the Star Trek The Next Generation's Brent Spiner's Old Yellow Eyes is back. He actually recorded an album, Brent Spiner, alias known as Data on Star Trek, for those of you Trekkers and nerds. In 1991, Spiner actually recorded that song. It's been a long, long time. All right, I Can't Begin to Tell You, that was next. And then moving into Siri Biribin, I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce that. I hope I didn't butcher it too badly. And it's an Italian ballad written by Alberto Pestalozza way back in 1898, yeah. Interesting. It also appeared in a film in 1978. You may have heard of Heaven Can Wait. Yep, that song was in that film as well. And Oh, You Made Me Love You. Oh, I'm sorry. All or Nothing at All. That was the second to the last track on the B side, and then the all instrumental You Made Me Love You, and All or Nothing at All, featuring Frank Sinatra. Didn't get the greatest reception at first, according to Sinatra in a 1944 interview. He said there was a delayed success of that song, actually. And, they got their walking papers out of the old Victor Hugo Cafe, which was a major entertainment venue back in the 1930s on the Sunset Strip in Hollywood, when the manager came up and he waved his hands for them to stop playing. Hey, stop the music. And he said Harry's trumpet playing was too loud for the joint. And he said Frankie's singing was just plain lousy. So he fired Harry and Frank Sinatra and the entire band right on the spot. The manager said the two of you couldn't draw flies at an attraction. And at the time, the room was as empty as a barn, actually, Frank says. So, go figure. Huh. And, oh gosh, what else? You know, the Texans, I'm in Texas here, and one of the guys in my social media, Gary, a cyclist, he actually played in his high school days in 63, 64, 65, 67, and he played in a seven-piece band. And they actually were fortunate enough to have Sonny Claiborne. Claiborne played saxophone with Harry James. Sonny Claiborne came out and he wrote about 30 songs for Gary's high school band back in the day. How about that? Apparently one of the fathers of the kids in the band knew Sonny personally right here in Texas, and got him to come to rehearsal. And when he liked what he heard, he just made an offer to write some songs for him. How about that? So, that is it for today's show. I'm Brad to the Bone. And yes, that was something completely different. Harry James, thanks for listening.